order this. Finish of the rush, accords with the city of the Riffle. Now princess in Honda Kangimo, as the same cachet. The same cachet. Why do you say Magdina became a middle? And then, because call or any hot hotodome, but then it should be a kite and became a tach, then we will cut it off here. So that surface will turn out that surface never was exposed to water. So Teisve says that when does the Mishnah say that Osit Miketitz Magdimla became Amido, the handle consists of many links of a chain, like the case of Shalshalas Gligod, which consists of many links in a chain. So in other words, when you cut it off, so then it doesn't obstruct any water from coming, you just have to remove certain links from the chain. But in Echname, if the handle does not consist of links in a chain, so then you cannot do it because it will be a chitze to the mikay machtach. Why? Because Teisus b'shitose. Teisus shite is that only be a smile in the minon is a geise. Some male could distinguish between to a sodom to a skin. Rabbi Yudah Eilei ache yad vila skol. In other words, so the Talekame says that kolo yuka chote kohot odom. But Rabbi Yudah says ache yad vila skol. Now shall show us Glee Godel. So if you have in a Glee Godel, you have a big chain. So, and you're not going to need such a big chain. So you only have to be capable of this asala. So the major part of the chain will be cut off. So how much of the chain must you be kaveil? So about, so if it's a big godel, about trochim. But shalkotin, you need a bigger chain when you use it. So then I saw, madbilon abnikeim hamido. Adal big godel, the adil rikot. The path may be rachiyadbil is kolat abas. Let's say, if the middle happens to be in the middle of the ring, so the path says, so he has to be tevil the whole tabas. Hachemel shu kosher bikupo ein lechibu. Elo in kein topa. Now, the Rav. Madbir on mikin amido vashor in tzorech tivo yecholim mibichotech kvoto domet ve lahav echtzit. Ve mikin ach tachatzvi in disastorim bikeinu in tolum bi esmai in kli yodam. Ve yisein in disastorim bikeinu na disastorim di odam. Dio disastorim di odam nei deitunem bi esmai in bin rohli bi esmai in disastorim bikeinu in des drashite. Afil rohli bi esmai in mitzrichen on deino de maktichon. Rabbi Yudah Eilei, ואין הלוכת רבי יהודה, מדבירו על מכיר המידה דאו ולקודם ולדיר לקודם ואשר תויה וצורך תביר עליו וכל סמידו ללחוץ את הבאה שבשרשורת אין צור רעדו ללחוץ את הבאה סתיו נשיאה לכל הבאה שכל סמידו לחצי ואין הלוכת קטר בשם אליהם ראים אין מדבירו עם חמים בצנו ואין צנן בחמים ויופים ברואים ורואים ביופ In other words, so if מים became tummy so then you can be retired the מים by connecting it with the main mikve. So the Pishamai says that Ashokin is only effective if the mayim that became Tomei that you connect with the Mimikve are of the same kind as the Mimikve. In other words, the Mimikve is Seinen, and the mayim that became Tomei is also Seinen. If the Mimikve is Chamin, so the mayim that became Tomei and that you connect to the Mikve is also Chamin. If the Mimikve is Yafin and the mayim that became Tomei is Yafin. But if it's a different meaning, so Ashoki is not effective. They see Lame and Abdel. It doesn't make a difference. So even if it's not the same meaning, if you connect it with the main mikveh, so it becomes toy. Klisha Mole Mashkin the Bill. If a Kele is Mole Mashkin and you are mad bread, so what is mean Mole Mashkin in Yayin, the Shemen, and the Kele is the whole Mashkin Chutzmai? So there is no Ashoki and Mashkin other than Mai. So, suppose the Kele was full with these mashki, and then he was madgeret, so he still went up. So in Mele, there is no, the Kele is not Ele for the Kele, because it's a chitze. Kele went up. Mele meraglai, suppose the Kele was full with meraglai, so Rei meisem for Mayim, because meraglai meant the same being as Mayim. So maybe it's not a chitze for the Kele. Mile mechatos, suppose it is mole mechatos, and there is a aloche, and there is that the Mechatos Ashoke is not, even though Mechatos is also Ma'im, but there is a special aloche, that Ashoke, the Gemara in Psoche, says, that Ashoke is not effective with Gabi Kedesh. So Mele, with Gabi Mechatos, Ashoke is not effective. So Mele, if it's near Mechatos, since Ashoke is not effective with Gabi Mechatos, so only if it's Yirbo HaMayim al Mechatos, so then the Mechatos become Bokosh. So then the identity of the Mechatos is Bokosh. But otherwise, not. The Beisim Afinutri Marziku, the Yirbo Reviz, and since there is only one Reviz of Mechatos, so Mele Kiyo Tovah, there is no Bin. Alright, now, the Rav. אין מדיר מחם ביצים בכל מה שלא נתאר למיק ולמיים שלי פרובן איתם השוקל לחיבו ונשוקל לא יעזור למיים ומיים חמים וחמים להיות להיות מורים ומורים אבנים בשביל מיני נשוקל לא יעזור יותר המיים מורים מה שלי יעזור בשם אמר פרץ כל מה שלא חוץ מים כאילו יותר לא משהו לחיץ ודווקא של משתן המראים של מספק לו מים מי הם מרגליים ראים יסיקו אין מים ומרגליים מי מים וכשיסיקו עליהם מיק ונס יחיבו להם ולחיץ ומתרקל ויש שבורים שגרסון ראים יסון כאילו אין ואם היו משתנים הריין וחזרו למה ומים מזבטנו למים ונתרקו so now it's a conic that girl say so מרגליים is not treated as מים but only so we have to see it כאין יאים and if it's משתנים הריין and it's חזרו למה ומים as a result of the communing with the water so the male is then becomes bottle the מים so we need to act with but otherwise not but most רשאים are not gayers that way so they are gayers that Mele, Miraglaim really is like a Mayim because Miraglaim itself is a din of Mayim so Mele it's not a Chitze and the Kele becomes Toi Mele Mechatos Mayim Shmizkache Beis Oporo Mei Mazmat Nei Meisi at she hear by Mayim on Mechatos she hear by Kele because there cannot be any Ashoke on the Mechatos itself unless there is good at she hear she hear by Kuli Pomo Kili she hear by Mei Mikva Nechnosim Bei on Mechatos Shei Bisechei Vina Abba Dayim Mitu Mosi Bein Kishomashkin Shechitze Bein Akuli Bein Mei Mikva כולו עם מצוין, ואם ביהיה לו רביס מחטוס שמשכין, כאילו הוא טוב, אז סביר רבייסי רביס משכין או רביס מחטוס שבשיח הכלי פסלס בתפילת. And there is no big. וחייץ צין אפילו בשיח כלי גודל עד שיוסי רבי שמשכין ושל מחטוס ויעזר וידבי להם ריקה. ואין הלוח את רבייסי. כל הריך הוא מצטרפים לפסלס אגבי, or one of the Chesdova was that if one eats, איך הוא מפני עם חוצי פרס, So, what is a pras according to according to Rashi, a pras is dalet beitzim, so chotzi pras is two beitzim. According to the Rambam, so a pras is three beitzim, so chotzi pras is a beitz and a half. So one of the ches dobo, the ziktu b'sham b'sil lo geizel, was that if one is eichel, eichu nifneim, mashkin nifneim, so mimeilo he becomes possible echo b'trum. So, how much of eichu nifneim? Chotzi pras. If a two beitzim or a beit and half, suppose you eat two beitzim or a beit and half of different ochlin, so the halacha is that it can be mitzvah. Kol eichu mitztarfin lifsiras agvir, b'chotzi pras. Kol amashkin mitztarfin liklet. Now one of the takonos of this chesdova was that if we shase a mashkin tnei, so eichu tnei if it's a chotzi pras, mashkin tnei if it's a reviz. So suppose there are many mashkin. Not the same mashke, together it's a reviz, so it's mitzure. Kol mashke mistav is like vira b'oviz. Zech ima b'shei se mashke mfnei im b'mikve. She also b'shor a mashke im kemai. V'shbas mai. In other words, in regard to the psula b'mikve of gimu rugim, maim shuvim, so only gimu rugim, maim shuvim patas a mikve. But gimu rugim, mashke im shuvim, but in peiras, yain, these things, does not pass a mikve. In regard to the that the person who drinks mashki becomes possible like the truma, so it doesn't make any difference whether the mashki consists of malin or meperis any other mashki. So zechel b'sheisim mashkin tneim, b'kesh osu b'sha mashkin malin. Och halichu tneim, b'sh osu mashkin tneim, toval v'infion tneim, mitnei shen meperim b'gud. So if he ate echun tneim, and he was sheisim mashkin tneim, so he became possible like the truma, but then he was stable himself, and then after the trila he vomited. So it's made. Why? Because these eichlin water may, and they didn't become toil as a result of the immersion of the person in the mikveh. Why? The Rav explains it. Because there is no ashoke to Ichri, and there is no din ashoke to Mashkin Abad Mai. Mashenke, Shosa Mind Mei, suppose he drank Mind Mei, and then he was stay there, and then he vomited the Mind Mei. So the Mind Mei that he vomits, that he spits out, after the Tvire, is also Torah. So the Rav explains it on the basis of ashoke. I mean, it's strange, what kind of ashoke? Ashoke there has to be chivo. But here, there is no chibur, I mean. So the Mishnah Achrim explains it not on the basis of Ashoke, but he explains it on the basis that, like the Gemara says in the Bomes, that the Perish and his guy are also no Yitzorich Tire. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara is the Kashe, if Uga Lavia Achille, so the goof of the mother should be chetzitz between the mayim of the mikveh and the goof of the Uber of the fetus. So the Gemara says, higher beside. Since this is the natural way, so the goof of the mother is not a chetzit between the mayim of the mikveh and the goof of the fetus. So the Mishnah Achrine says, for the same reason, in other words, since he had tefillah, the other himself had tefillah, and he had mayim tmeim inside his organs, in his stomach, wherever it is, so now, of course, the goof of Adam, the tefillah is chetzit. Should be chetzit between the mayim and the mayim tmeim inside his organism and the mei hamikveh. But in the same way as the goof of the mubarak is not chetzit between the mei hamikveh and the goof of the fetus, so here, so the same thing. But the Rash is very strange. The Rash bases the Bashar. Shotam al tmeim tolu vikiyam teir. Shemesh lem ta'ala de mitra al Bashar. If he was Galea, it's a Baas Teo. Nichtas Leo Ames. So he became Tome. He's of Nishono, Vitovo, Vikio. Harei, Kenoi Shoiz. In other words, that the Tabas did not become Tome. Because there is no Tome Brua. In other words, if something is Brua at the time when the person entered into the Leo Ames, so the Tabas, which originally was Toya, was the Ruah B'Sher Gudrei, so this did not become contaminated. Did not become contaminated. So, Harei Kmei She'Hiso, Teiro Kmei She'Hiso, Shumatzu Olo B'Dabruo She'Hititam. Bola Tabat Tneyo, Teiro Veicho B'Trumo. Hikio Tneyo V'Timose. Hikio Tneyo V'Timose. So that was if it was the Ruah Tabat Tneyo. So the Tabas was already Tomei, and then he was Teiro. So while he became Toyer as a result of his immersion in the Mikveh, but the Tabas did not become Toyer. Why? Because it was a Tumah Brua, so it cannot become Toyer. Not because of Chitzit, but it's a special Allah. As far as Chitzit is concerned, so then we would have to apply the same principle as the Mishnah Achrine says in regard to the Mayim Tmeim, you see. But here, it's a special Allah, that Tfilah is not Ere to Tumah Brua. To something that is Brua. So Mimele, he kio, then he vomited it forth, that Abbas is Tneyo. Because he didn't become Toya as a result of the Tare of the person in whose organism that Abbas was Brua. Vetimose can be Mitamehim once he vomited. Chait you talk of Gordon, Bismarck, Shemina, that's the thing that I mentioned before. Chait it. The main Mire, instead of Echo Vetimose, it's not Echitze, and what's the explanation? Because that's more than Magabis Astorim. That's Magabis Abolua. And Magabis Abolua, so it's not even necessary that there shouldn't be Dabar Chetzitz. So the Halacha of all the B.S. Mayim Binon doesn't apply. Now, so Wednesday, so we start Simen Kuf Tzadik Ches. So you should go over Simen Kuf Tzadik Ches in the Tur, and then the Mechaber and the Ramo. And this is all. Certain parts go with other and yonim, not with tzitze, I mean. And then, tzricho, just one part, I mean. Tzricho she tibur kol gufo bipa machas. Lifichoch, tzorich shele yehei, olo shum dobach el achetzit. Vat lo kol shu, im derab ni odom vipomim vahakpid olo, chetzit. Afilu imu mafkeres olo vato. או להטיל להם המקפדס על אופנועילו, כאילו שדרך ריב מי אודם להקפיד בכך, חייצית. So in other words, so he passed in slag, the sheep is a rajbo.
The machloki between Tarekamu and Rabbeleze is on the question as to whether if Rov Neodom are makpid, but the Pilve is not makpid, he's never makpid. So according to Tarekamu, it is a chitze. Now, what is the Shittas Rambam? According to Besiosef, the Shittas Rambam is that it depends only upon the attitude of the Pilve. But the two, so the two certainly paskins like the Shittas Rashi. Vimu. So in other words, if it's makpid, even though it's a miut, so then it's a chitze, it's a chitzem drabon. Vimu chifer evagu. Aflo in the Rabbi Adam hakli dika chifetz. So again with drabon. If Rov, Rube Sheine makpid, it is also a chitzem drabon. But in the Raisa, in order to be a chitze, there are two prerequisites. Makpid and Rov. Vimu advonim shachitzisi. Shachitzisi. Chutei tzemer upishtom. רוצים שתלכים בעשר בריש, או אם הם בשעומר ומוקים בגוף. חוץ מהחוטי שסובב הצער, הצבו, שאי סומן חייצצים, ושם מודות עם צנתית, סומן מיילו ווטר, גצי, וקטל שסובב הצער, חיצצס. נגל את הרוב הוליף אצלי, worn as a narrow necklace, so then the דרך of the woman is to make it tight, so it's חיצצס. ולהוד החוטי צנר ופישטון, יחייצצים דווקא כשהם מייס הגדיר שהם מורידוקים אבל אם הם הרוגים רפואים הם ואינם חייצצים So when we say that חוטי צמר הפישטון is החציצה only if it's מייס הגדיר but if it's אורוג so then it's loose it's not החציצה ובלבד שלא יהיו מוזובים ולא יהיו מתנופים Now that is still in the two machines in Rashi in Shabbos, daf Nuzay, we'll see. V'arayved osa gam v'arugim, v'mohitir elo b'chlumi, osu maise reshet. So in other words, the Gemara says in Shabbos that it is, that arugim is muter. Why? Because it's loose. So the Rashi Chita is, when is arugim muter? When it's in the form of nets, and it has many holes. So the male gets very loose. So water comes in. But if it is all look and it's compact, it's not in the form of a net, of holes, so then it is a chitz, according to the right. So that's the two shittas. So first he says, the first shitta is that the shitta of most rishonim. Avolim arugim is rifuime, even if it's not in the form of a net, holes. But, it's not a chitz either. But the Raivet Chita is only it's when it's hollow, in the form of a net. So then, it's no chitit. Then, now, so, and in regard to the case where it is oruk, but not hollow, not in the form of a net, so not my reshes or reshes chutin, so then there is a machlik as the Raivet Nader Rishay. But then there is another machlik, another controversial question. Where it is muzobi, and not with nothing. Suppose the chutei tzemer upishton is mitunet, it's stained, it's soiled. So according to Rashi's pshat in the Gemara in Shabbos, so it only that distinction between mitunofim, mizovim, and not mitunofim, not mizovim, is in regard to going out on Shabbos, where they allow to wear it on Shabbos, but it's not in regard to chitze. Masha'in kei, the Rashi mentions pshat in the name of the Rabbeisov. The name of Rabbi Yisov, that it has relevance to Tvile too. Now, the Mishneh, Bamei Yisho Yeitzov, Tafn Zayin Amadale. So the Mishneh says, Pen Shishi of Shabbos, Bamei Yisho Yeitzov, Bamei Yisho Yeitzov, Lo Yisei Tse Yisho Loi Bechutei Tzema, Loi Bechutei Pishton, Loi Bechutei Yisho Reish, Loi Tivu Behen, Achete Rav. Now, so first the Mishneh says, and he said on the Shabbos, not allowed to walk outside with, she's not allowed to walk outside with it. And then the Mishneh says, she cannot be tailored. So the Gemara has the Kasha, Tchile Mandechar Shmo, who is concerned here with Tchile? Oma Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Oma Rabbi Bar Avuha, Matam Koma. Matam Leteitze Isho, Loi Bechutei Tzemer, Loi Bechutei Pishton, why did the Chachomim say she's not allowed to walk outside with Bechutei Tzemer, Bechutei Pishton? Bepnei Isho, Amur Chachomim Bechel, ותתנו בהן עד שתרפאי So because the Chachamim said that she cannot go through every day with these chutim, until she makes it loose, because otherwise it's a chitze. So v'chidi v'chayu v'tiritu b'em, ad sh'terabim, b'shabes l'teitze idilu m'mishchanu l'tfilu shal mitzve, v'shadu v'os la'isun et al-damet b'shizrach. So because of that, it's also for her to walk outside, because maybe she will decide to go to Tfilah and then to prepare herself, so while she's still in the Mishus Arabi, she'll take it off the chutim, because she can't keep it on when she goes to it. So because of that, it's also for her to go outside on Shabbos with her. So that's the reason why the Mishnah mentions it, because the fact that she cannot go to Tfilah with it, so that's the reason why the Chachamim asked for her to go outside with. Goyim in Eirav, Kahane in Eirav, Tiche Chalil Temai. Tiche Chalil Temai means hole. In other words, it's in the form of a net with many holes. And she puts it. And she puts it on her hair, this net. So, is she allowed to go outside with this net? With this net. Omalei, Ori Kamret. Kolchu Ori, Kloi goes. So in other words, she's allowed to go outside. Because why isn't she allowed to go outside? Because of Tfilah. Because in case of Tfilah, it's a chitzeh. So nevertheless, she'll decide to go to Tfilah and she'll take it off. She'll take it off, so then she'll carry it unintentionally, inadvertently, Dalet Ames in the Mishus Arabi. She doesn't have to take off. Even if she decides to go to Tfilah, she doesn't have to take it off. Why? Because it's not Yechzit. So the answer that Rav gave was Ori Kamret, Kol Shehu Ori Kloi Gozel. But the query was made in connection with Tiche Chalilte. That's in the form of a net. So the Ravid says that even though the Rosh Nagmori is Ori, but it's to be limited to a shasheres, to a net, that is chol. Masherinkin, if it's compact, if it's not in the form of a net, so then it is also to go outside on Shabbos. Why? Because in case a tefillah will be misdamen to her, she'll decide to go to it, so she'll have to take it off. But the other Rishonim say, see, inasmuch as the Gemara doesn't make true that he mentioned Tiche Chalilte in the query, but he didn't in the answer. He didn't emphasize Chalilte. Just Kol Shehu Ori Kloi Gozel. So even if it's not in the form of an ant. So that's the 2 days. All right. Itmaname Omar Avune Breid Rav Yeshua Kol Shehu Ori Kloi Gozel. V'ike Damre Omar Avune Breid Rav Yeshua Chazine Leach Vesed Rikabd Nalai. The second lotion. The first lotion said that Ravuna ben Rav Yeshua said, Kol Shehu Ori Kloi Gozel. And the second motion is, I saw my sisters that they want makpit to take it off. Ma'ike ben Hachlishne ben Hachlishne, Ike ben Naya Dikniv. Suppose it's soiled. Suppose the chutim are soiled, are not clean. La'achlishne, di'oma Kol Shehu Ori Kloi Gozel, hananok, u'la'achlishne, the Amrat Mishim Kreide, Kiven, the Pnive, Mikbet Kabda Alai. So in other words, suppose it is Oric, but it's Oric. So according to the Russian culture, Oric Kli Gozru, so it's Mutar, even if it's Oric. But according to the Russian, because he saw that women are not Makti to take it off, so Mimele, but if it is Oric, then they are Makti. So they are two Pshot in Rashi. Lach v'seh, d'ruikav min alay, litlo mireishon kishin rechtziz b'chami, al me'ay lebo ma'ye shabia, afil anas rechitz, v'chim shachay, l'yum tfilah nama l'itzrichon l'atiron, umut alotzeis, bohem b'shabes, do yimisra v'tfilah l'sholu, lo yimishim chtzitzam, lo yimishim chtzitzam, v'mit nefe. So, according to the Russian of Kosho, it li gozru, ho nama origu, v'okom al li gozru klal otzeis, ul'hay lishne d'ruikav de, Mashmer di kavdel in atlam reishon kisher echtzeis also lotzis in b'shabes. According to the lotion that it's muta to be lotzis b'shabes because he took notice of the fact that women are not makpid to take it off. But if it's oil, then they are makpid to take it off. So Mimele it's osea to go out with chutim, a rugin, that are so, that are not way. Not way. Vehemiki. Also, va'aval gav, so Rashi says, va'aval gav di udilinyen, yaduke, lo yichaitze, ומותורס ליבו בהם, הילקח ענקים דמית נפה, מיגדון קבדון, של מי הסברי שם בשספירוסון, מפני שהמים נמחי נסעתית, והוא מולך לחצורם בעל יוסון, מן התפירה, ואף על כך, דחציצה לא יהווה, דאוהי לבו מיה, כאילו דשק לו משום תינוף, עושה לה יסינו ועושה לא ספר. So Rashi's pshat is that, that when the Gemara says in Afkemine, according to one notion, so that culture only goes through, so a woman is allowed to go out in the chutin arugin, even if the chutin are soiled. But according to the Russian, because they are not makti, but if they are soiled, so then women are makti, because if they go into the water with the soiled chutin and them, so then that brings some teeth on the flesh. But the chutin it isn't, because the teeth that is transferred to the flesh is not, doesn't stick to the flesh. So the male it's not, so water can come in. So the male it's not a chitze. But since women are makpid, that no teeth, no filth should come upon the flesh, even though it's not a chitze, so al pedin they don't have to remove the chutin before they go to fill it. But because for aesthetical reasons, so they are makpid, to take it off. So Mela and Shabbos, she is not allowed, the woman is not allowed to go outside. Because if she decides to go to Tfilah, she is likely to take it off outside and to carry it. Daladames, but the chitze it is, that's Rashi's sheet. So in other words, so when he says, now, the same thing is true of Muzobi. The same thing is true of Muzobi. With nothing, so a woman is likely to take it off, because if she keeps it down while she's in water, so that will transfer some teeth, some filth to the body, even though it will be very loose on the body, and water will be able to get in. But because of aesthetic reasons, so she doesn't want it, so she's likely to take it off. And the same way, if it's a gilded, if it's gilded chutin, so she's also makpid to take them off. But it has nothing to do with chitze, that has to do, so it only has relevance to Shabbos, not to Tfilah, according to Rashi. Then there is v'habeis ha'nifoshim hach peidah li chitze ki dikaimon rube yu makpid olof chitzit v'kashu li b'davo tuve chode d'chit marahu b'nidah kitna. So the rabbis of Rashi say that when Gemara says nafkemine between the first lotion of Rabbuna Berit Rav Yeshua, that kol shuor v'gozru, or the second lotion, because women are not matpid, is nafkemine is legabe chutin that are soiled, has to do with chlitzi. It has to do with chitzi. In other words, that according to the first lotion, so it's not a chitzi, according to the second lotion, it is a chitzi. But Rashi rejects that pshat of the rabbis. Rabbis and Roshi Makpidol in Chitze, Tim Kaimon, Rube Yom Makpidol of Chitze, Vikashilu, Vigavo Tuve, Chode, Vichidor, Vichid Marahu, Vimido Vimide Kitna, Vashmin and Avogav Laila Bomaye, Kimbu Kopid Alei, Choshev Ki Gufei, Ubotel Gavisare, Avo Vimide Bomidek, Vaila Bomaye, Mai Chitze Tikele Mona, Olaf Chitze Tzu. So in other words, so the Rashi is massacred against the Pshat of the Rabbis. The Rabbis have said that according to the Russian, that the reason is why it's that we walk out on Shabbos is because he saw his sisters and they want Makpid to take off the chutin. So Mimele the Gemara says, if it's oil, so then they are Makpid to take it off. Why? Because she does not want that there should be some teeth should get on the body, superficially on the body. So but the chitze it isn't. Echtzitze it isn't. Now if it isn't echtzitze, so what if they are makpid? So true we say that miut ha-makpid olof is chetzitz. That only means if it is chetzitz, bimtzies, if it obstructs the excess of water. So then we say, if it's not makpid, even though it obstructs the excess of water between the goof and this thing, So it's not Echtzit, openly. Mashein Kein, if he's Makpid, and it Bimtzias, it obstructs the excess of water, so then it is Echtzit. But here it doesn't obstruct. It doesn't obstruct, so why should it be Echtzit? So that's the 2 days. That's the 2 days. Now the Bes Yosef says, so that's a really very strong kasha against the Rabbeis of Rashi. So there are two pshatim. The Bes Yosef says, and from the Lashon of the Baal HaNefesh, it's Mayim Sharmayim, it's Mashma like that, like the Bes Yosef. Then the pshat of the Rabbeis of is, the pshat of the Rabbeis of is, that when you see, if it is oak, or let's say in the form of a net, so then it's very loose. It's not mihadik, it doesn't stick to the roof. Mashein came, if the chutim, and even though they are in the form of a net, they are loose, but they are soiled. In other words, what means soiled? It has some teeth, some sticky substance on it, so that might make the chutim themselves stick tightly to the roof. I mean, this is in consonance with the Mitzias. If a certain, even if the net is loose on the body, but on the head, but if it has a sticky substance, if it has spit, if it's oiled, so then sometimes the chutim themselves might become a hudek to the hair. So memele, it's a chzitze. This is what the Bes Yosef says, and from the Lashon of the Baal HaNefesh is much more again. The Prishe says something else. The Prishe. Ubilvad vo no Zion, in Zion, in the priest. That's Pidalit. Says Uvachelo Yom Mizovim, the Loyal Mitnofim, Miralayu is Daiti, the Taime, the Mizovim, Lav Mishim Chitze, El Mishum Daira, the Mirtas. The Loyal is Kalkil, the Tipil Reisha Bimayim Kiviboy, Vichein Bimtonofim, Kim the Mirtehe, Shalayim Haramayim Hatinuf, Vyobi Algupo, the Tidolof. So the Prisha explains it differently. The Prisha doesn't like, I mean, the Bes Yosef's pshat seems much more reasonable than the Prisha. And it seems to be in consonance with Mitzias too, because if you have a sticky substance, if you have teeth on the chutim, so then it might be mahadiket. But the reason as to why the Prisha didn't like that Bes Yosef's pshat in the Rabbeis of Rashi is because the Gemara says that that's not kemina between the first portion of Ravuna Ben Rabbi Shimon the second. So the preacher assumed, Monefshech, if that is the time of the second motion, so why is the first motion chayit? So obviously we're not dealing with such soiled chutim that as a result it becomes, you know, it has a sticky. It all depends. Sometimes it might be soiled and not have a sticky substance. And sometimes it has a sticky substance. If it is soiled because of a very sticky substance, so then it might stick to the body too. But suppose it's soiled and not with a sticky substance, then it will not become a hudek as a result of that tinuf. So the Prisha assumed that inasmuch as there is a machlekes between the two rishonim of Rav Huna and Rav Yeshua, so it's not mistabeh that there should be a machlekes on that. So he explains it differently. He says, "Ela mishum ha'ayin de miotes, d'loyitis leiskat leiskalkel le'tivnu reisha b'mayin k'neboye v'chein b'mtonofim kiv de miotese shel yimoche ha'mayim hatinuf v'yov v'yalguva le'tivnu yov." Inochaname. There is no. It's not we are afraid lest as a result of the tinuf and the chutin, so it will become yehudek and water will not come in. No, it will never become yehudek, but because of aesthetical reasons, so she is very sensitive that no filth should even be transferred in a superficial way on the group as she comes out from the mikveh. So Mimele, she is so concerned and she's so much on guard that no filth should come, that she might neglect making sure that she immerses every part of her body. So because of Gezeir. So the second lotion is Gezeir, and the first lotion of Avunim Rav Yeshua is not Gezeir. Alright. Now, So Varayvet, so that's the pshat, the time of the 2 days. Varayvet osa gam ba'arugim. Velo yitir alo b'chalui. Osu ma'is reshes. Osu ma'is reshes. Chuti shofar inu chitzi. Bamed lo ma'amurim bizman shen kishni sayres kshurim b'yachad u'yelise. Avo olim shem achas achas. So mehebek. So mehebek. So if it's mehebek, so it's tight, so it's chitzi. So water doesn't come in. Sa'a shachim egil alayim, uvi zokin amindak zeh bezeh machmazeh, filtil alayim. That's what we learned, the Mishnah. So chitzis. Shebrei shu beis ha-shachi, ein chitzis. So in other words, the tour, so we saw that the Rash holds that even the Sa'a of beis ha-shachi, b'nisho is chitzis. But Rabbi Kveya and Agoyes, HaMishnayes points out that the tour should taste counter. In other words, only beis ha-story. So we say by Bisha Tzachtitze. But Bisasar, Bisashechi, so even Bisha Nisuo is not Tzachtitze. Or Bisashechi Mechitzitz. Vishabais and Mokim Bisha Mechitzitz. That's Bisastori. Or Bisha Nisuo Chitzitz. Or Bikmino Ein Mechitzitz. In other words, it's not like the Rash. Mifu Shebaayin Ein Mechitzitz. Shechutza Ayin Kol Sheu Lach Ein Mechitzitz. Yovish, Achi Hisril, Lis, Yovich, that's the Gemara needed of Samar Zion. What is Yovish? What is the criterion whereby we determine whether it's Yovish or not? If it started to be, to look Yovich, so it's Chetzis. Via Rambam, Chilik al Shebisei Chayim, Ben Bisei Dino Yomim, Ulach Adim. So actually the Rambam doesn't even say it. So the Bessi Yosef points out. So, the Rambam doesn't say it. He doesn't mention this distinction in the case of Seicha Ayin, whether it's Gimul Yomim old or more than 3 days. But what does the Rambam say? Now the Baden, the Bes Yosef, Umashe Kosav Rabbeinu, the sixth line from the end of the Omer, the Bes Yosef, Umashe Kosav Rabbeinu, Varambam Chilik, Al Shebeseicha Ayin, Bebeseich Shlishi Yom, Lachas Leisho, Vishachutz Laayin, Kosav Stam Chitzes, Al Beseich Shlishi, נראה שכוסף כן רבינו מפני שמות של הרמב״ם שכוסף מזלבייס מחסמי קרואיס סרט בבשורו והציר דם וטוב לו בשיח שלי של יומים אין מוקים הסחיטוס חיציץ לאחד ימול יומים איס חיציץ so מפני שהדם קוף או שום כגלת של גבי מקו וחיים ליבנוב שבעין מול יובש והוא שהצחר להיריק איס חיציץ בנידו Yolo, das Rabbeinu. So where does the Rambam make the distinction between Shleishe Yomim and not Shleishe Yomim? That's Ligabi Seret Shemimako. So Ligabi Seret Shemimako, it's a Gemara in Nide. That's a Mazayin on Medawe. The seventh line from the top. Omar Omer Barabe. Hana ribde de kuslise. Ribde de kuslise means the blood of a wound. So, in other words, in any wound, but it really has reference to causes dam. When you, Bisman Chazal, so it was customary for people to draw out blood. So naturally, after the doctor drew out blood, so there is a wound remaining. So that's ribde de kuslise. Vidarkein shel makeis. So a causes dam, how is gelet? So some blood comes out and then it dries up, that blood. It comes out, it dries up. So after 3 days, so Gilbom Ra, so within the 3 days, so it's relatively soft. So Gilbom Rach Umechuba, Bahavik Gufa Bosa Lechaitse. But after 3 days, it's relatively hard. So mainly it is a chitze. So that's Sarah Chalibosa. So the Rambam mentions it. So I mean, so that's a Gemara, but right after that, he says, V'chein l'ifnuf sheba'ayim, im hoyo yobish v'mushi yisri ha'irut. So the Torah assumed that in as much as right after Seret Shal Bibosa. So the Rambam mentioned V'chein l'ifnuf sheba'ayim, that the same distinction between 3 days old and not 3 days old, so applies to l'ifnuf sheba'ayim. But the Rambam doesn't say it. On the contrary, the Rambam says, V'chein l'ifnuf sheba'ayim, im yobish v'mushi yisri ha'irut. Chetzitz b'nidon. V'yolo das Rabbeinu d'chim ma'o ma'ilim ma'pwit b'srites b'im b'sich shlo sholach shlo shokosa v'chim v'yidu shabayim sh'u l'hashvist v'yidu shabayim v'yisrito gam v'yolo chawik b'tich shlo sholach shlo shol זו אוי צדעס רבינו, יש לתמי על הרמב״ם, אין לכנוס על סימן יפשוס איש איסך להירק? So why does he mention the סימן of להירק? So he should mention ג'וש לישי יומי? All right, so it's really strange that the two assume that in the רמב״ם. All right. והרמב״ם חילריק על שבשיח העין בין בגיח אם הוא יומי מלאך הגיעו, ושחוץ לעין כוסף סתם חיצי סבות הגיעו. והדין יובי הראש זה על כוסף כסמור ראשינו, כוסף ראשינו, in other words, that it doesn't matter, תליך אם הוא יומי מלאך הגיעו יומי. לכל מיטה בס יוסף, את הרמב״ם שיטי זו צלע גדרוש. חוץ שבעין אין חיצי, ושחוץ לעין חיצי. שחוץ לעין יש חיצי. Why? Because she's more מקפדס על זה, על חוץ לעין. הוא אינו פחיץ, אף שחוץ לעין אינו חיציץ. זאת בגמורה של הגמור הראש של דף סמר זיין, אם בגמור אין מידה. לכן פחיץ. What is פחיץ? So there are two פשוטים in פחיץ, in רשי. רשי מנשן דף סמר זיין, two פשוטים פחיץ. One פשוט is in רשי, פחיץ די מייס, if they shed tears, if the eyes keep on dripping, tears. So then it's not a chitze because it removes it. If tears keep on coming out, so it's going to be removed. And the yesh mefarshim, niftoch is when it's gone, it keeps on blinking. So then, again, it's the same reason. So then it will be removed. The Rambam kosa, hoyo eino psuchis, af shechutz la'ayin lechitz. Now this gemara of peiches is daf samar zayin. גם יובי של המקו חיציץ, וריר שבשיחו אין החיציץ. יוצא מתיחו, כל תיר גימו יומים לחו ואין החיציץ. תסדה גמורה, עוברים דה דיקוסלם. מאחר מכאן יובי שוב החיציץ. לפיכוך, אישו, בעל הסחטוטים, צריכו לוחי במים עד שישחחכו. So, in other words, it should be soft, it shouldn't be יובי. והרי בתקוסה, דגלית של גבי המקו, אף יאחר גימו יומים, אין החיציץ. וכן ליפמוף שבעין, אפילו יובש, והקחו אפילו שגבי עין הוא יחיציץ, ועדין יובי רוזל לקוסק. ועושים גם אחד בעדין. ריטיו של המקו חיצצס. חיץ או יקויץ התוכל ובוסו, שזה זה לסת משנה מקוויץ. אם נראים בחוץ חיציץ, ואם אין נראים לחיציץ. Why? But it has to be rolling with bias mayim. So, according to Rabbi Nachman Azariah, that Rabbi Gvira mentions, I mean, and then the Yehuda and the Chuvas also, Paschals like that, Simen Samar Dalet, so Chuvas Samar Dalet. So, in other words, that when do we say that Rolu Bias Mayim Binon, that's only Mokim Bisastorim, but Mokim Abolua, that is never gold, let's say, I mean, inside the nose, so that does not require even Rolu Bias Mayim. ואין יין של הפקום של בוסו בכל עניין החיציץ. לכלו חיציו של הבוסו. נאמר לציב זה איזה קום של בוסו, even though the bullet protrudes a little, but then he developed a certain scar tissue. So ממילא, it's again in Mokim Balua. Even though there is a certain elevation, but if he developed scar tissue on top of that elevation, that the protrusion of the bullet, So it's again in Mokim Balua, so it's not a chitzit. Lichlu chitzeyo shal aboso machmezeyo in a chitzitzi. Niklap tigulit chitzitz. Mermulin shal aboso chitzitzi. Perush, kisho odom lo shiso, o mitabu titum shafshu shodom zu bezu, neifu beint mechutin, in neifu na psoe chitzitzin, because this is something that a person is machbit. Tita beirezi, tita yeitzrim, vitit shodrochim, we learned it in the Mishnayos. אם הם נדבוקים בבוסו ואין יבשים חיציצים, אבל שורטיטים, אפילו יובש אין חיציץ. הדיה יכולו והדבש, שרפתנו, שרפתוס, ושרפה החוף, ושרפה שיקמו, המטריס מהירון על הבוסו, יבשים חיציצים, ולכן אין חיציצים. ולכן נראה די שרף שורי לא נעיס, אפילו יבשים אין חיציצים. So the words, so the atushites. Now, that's mentioned. In the Tisefte, that there is a distinction between, there is something unique about Sraf HaShikmo. Sraf HaShikmo. So the Shita of the Torah is that when does this, in regard to Sraf HaShikmo, so there is a distinction between Yiveishim and Lachim. So he says that Ligabi Shori Lameis, so the juice that comes out from the other Lameis, so even Yiveishim is not Chetetzin. The Rambam calls out the Afilulachim Chetzin, just the reverse. Tzeva she tzeva is anoshim al pneyev. Visa reisham in the Chetzitz. In the Chetzitz. V'chein mi. Now, so, why is it so? So the Rashba mentions two separate times. One time is because they're not makti. On the contrary, it's not only that they're not makti. They are makti to have it. That's certainly any makti. It's even more than that. When the Gemara says that makti is chaytze, so makti means that he's makti to have it removed. That's the pshat of makti. In other words, if you have filth on the body, so a person is very sensitive to it. He wants that it should be removed. Machine killing. But if he doesn't care, even if he's indifferent, so it's not chitzalachas kamo v'chamo. If he's not indifferent, he wants it to stick to the bosso. So then, it's certainly a machpit and more than a machpit. We'll see from the washing of certain rishonim that there is enough kemina between any machpit who is indifferent, he doesn't care, or he is machpit to have it, to that he should stay. But it's certainly chol apoches, where a person is machpit that he should stay, that it should not be removed, so it certainly has the kule of a machpit. So the Rashba says, tzeva shetzivis anoshim al pneyev. V'sa'ar eishom, if they dye the hair, so it's not a chitz. So one tummy is because they're makti, and the other tummy is because it has no bamashes, don't die. Arishom, if they dye the hair, so it's not a chitz. So one tummy is because they're makti, and the other tummy is because it has no mamoshes, they die. It has no mamoshes. So Mumele, since it has no mamoshes, so it becomes bottled to the sale. It's not an extraneous thing. If it had mamoshes, so then it can become echtitze. But since it had the dye has no mamoshes, so it becomes integrated into the hair. So you cannot say it's an integral part of the hair that died. That's not a word. So even if she would be makpi, let's say women dye their hair, but then they become dissatisfied with their dye because of a change in fashion, so they become dissatisfied with their dye. So if the time is because of any makpi, the first time of the Rashba, so maybe it's chitze, because right now she is makpi, she's already unhappy with this kind of color, this kind of dye. But according to the second pshat, because the dye is a dovashayim b'mamish, so in other words, it's not an extraneous thing, it's not an additional thing, extraneous to the seyah. It's an integral part of the seyah. So maybe even if she is unhappy with this dye and she decided to change the dye of the hair, it's still not echtitze. So there is a big nafkemine between the two times. Alright. V'chein mi she'u nosei tzavo. V'yod of tzvueis. Eine chetzitz. Now, if someone is in a certain profession, so he's not, he doesn't care about the paint. But the average person, most people, if they have paint on their body, they are very unhappy about it. But, so we don't say that inasmuch as most people are not painters, and they are makpits on the melee, even for a painter, it's a chitzeh. No, since they are members of a certain group, of a certain profession, so we don't consider the attitude of Lubedown, because they are a special group. Tzeyo shetachat ha-tziperen shal kolei kenegad ha-boso chetet. Kenegad ha-boso ein chetet. In other words, the halacha is that tzeyo shetachat ha-tziperen. So if it is the tziperen that protrudes over the flesh, that extends over the flesh, so that tzeyo is a chetet. But if it is coextensive with the flesh, so then even if there is tzeyo, so it's not a chitzeh. Because of that, so the Torah mentions that a woman has to cut off the nails, because sometimes, because if she cuts off the nails and the nails are even with the flesh of the finger, so maybe it's not a chitze. Alright. That's in regard to tzei. But how about botzik shetachas atzipeiren? Afilu keneged abos ochetis. Umi hu inderab miyodom lahatpid bikach. Hintach mi shenem matpid in echetis. ויזהו שלוי כנגד הבוסו זה שהציפיר אין עדף על הבוסו ופי שנלחמס לחווי מה נדחו כנגד הבוסו או שלוי כנגדי נוהגו הנושים ליטו ציפוניהם בשעשו לוסו ציפיר אין המדורדלס אינוסנט פינגניו אותו ניו שפירשו מיעוטו חוצצס פירשו רובו אין חוצצס איבו רובוסו המדורדולים חייצצים ריב עשה שניקשה ראי בשר שניקשה נימו נימו לבדו חייציץ because that is tight ניקשה שתיים שתיים או יאיסר אין החייצי because then it's loose, it's not tight תאום הד השירים והנזומים והטבויס והקטלוי שבו אם הם רפואים אין הם חייציצים ואם הם מדוקים יחייציצים so in other words so let's say a ring so a ring if it is if it is tied the ring, so then it doesn't allow any water to come in between the ring and the finger. But if it's not tight, so then water can still come in. So it's no chitzis. It's no chitzis. Of course, the gabi tefila. So the halacha is that he has to remove. He has to remove everything. But let's say the gabi tefila you die. The gabi tefila you die. That's one of the things that that women are very zoya, I mean, Orthodox women, I mean, even those women, I mean, who carry on Shabbos, what I saw at weddings, they stand up in a line and they take off the rings and they put it in their mouth. So, the question is this, whenever I see that at wedding, I become scared, I mean, I don't even want to leave, you know, the kitchen, I mean, because I'm afraid, you know, these women, they, with the rings in their mouths and they start talking and discussing everybody in the world so they might swallow. But the truth is that one can be makel in regard, you know, to the rings, b'shas mitzvah shedayim. First of all, there is a shita of rishayim, there is one shita, regarding mitzvah shedayim, that mute even hamakpid olov. Is not chaitzis. There is one shita that it, because since miut hamakpit is only mid rabon nichtzis and the raisin art so mumeil and gabi nitilas yadayim, then the rabonon doesn't apply. That's one shita. Then there is a shita of a shenim that you only have to be nitil yadayim up to here. So in other words, and the rings are always here. I mean, not here. Then there's another halacha that now Achim mentioned it. Of course, that has no relevance to tefillas, because in tefillas, so everything. I mean, so the halacha is that Ramo paskins that even new chayim makpi lechatchila a woman shouldn't have for tefillas. But the gabin tefillas yadayim, so it certainly applies. The gabin tefillas yadayim. Now, so it's mentioned the gabin taboris. Taboy is that if a woman, let's say, wears it a bath, some male, it is a chitzit. Why? Because a woman is accustomed to make it all, and when she makes it all, she makes a mix, so then she is likely to take off the ring. Masha'inkin a man, except if he's a baker. So a man, so all the Achim mentioned, the Fiskechula mentions, that for a man, it a bath is not a chitzit, because a man, is not accustomed to make mixes of dough. So Mimele, except if he's a baker. So then, in Ochaname, so the tabas for a man is a chitzit. Is a chitzit. So in other words, because if he's a baker, so he's accustomed to take it off. So Mimele, it's considered makpi. But if he's not a baker, and he's not accustomed to make mixes, so he never takes it off. So Mimele, it's a new chain of makpi, so it's not a chitzit. So I don't know, fortunately or unfortunately, modern women who are not accustomed to bake for Shabbos, so mele, they have the same status as men. So if they are not in the profession of baking, So maybe it's not in Lechtitze, but they are very Zoya in that. So I saw in New York all those women who lead carriages on Shabbos, but at the wedding they take off the rings and they put it in their mouth. All right. V'yeinu v'hudoki, chesim, chen adin, v'aget shel ha'mako, v'kaskosin shel gabi ha'sheda, tzricho lochit, sh'no, shelo yehi shum dobo dobo po, sh'im tobo v'nimtsu shum dobo v'neyem lo tzul etfio, nos no saro b'fio, now that's the Mishnah in Mikvoetz, oi kortos v'seo, oi kovtsi yodeo, b'inyen shel libor lo ha'mai, lo yom tzul etfio. Now, from the Russian, oi kovtso yodo b'inyen shalibol amayim os letfil kovtsos vasel b'inyen shalibol lo amayim. So the Nesikeli Mamidayik from the Lashon of the two that he is like the second Lashon in Rash. In other words, he says kovtsos vasel b'inyen shalibol lohem amayim. What it mean lohem? Lohem means on the sosayim, on the lips, not inside, because according to the first Lashon, even if water does come in and they, we suppose the lips are, do not stick together. She doesn't stick it. But the teeth are together. So then, according to the first lotion of the Rash, it's not a good feeling. Because it's impossible for the Beis Hastorim, for the inside of the mouth, that water, it's impossible that water should come in. According to the second lotion, as long as there is no Dabarachetzitz, let's say, inside the mouth, there is no bone between the teeth. So then it's a good feeling, even though water cannot come in. And the lotion of the tour is oikot nos no tzaro. The implication being that if mayim has access lohem to the swasayim, to the lips, even though mayim, let's say he keeps the teeth together, but the lips are not together, so then it's a good feeling. So in other words, it's like the second pshat in the Rash. All right, now. Nos the money is the fear of it over or also the fear. Voitecha is, Vachavato, Vyodeo, Vishaspile, Lifishain Abayim, Goyim, Vimkeim Achilas Yodeo. Vimidicho, Yodi Abimai, Trilo, Ishore, Shemash Ketefe, Ashel Yodeo, Chibo, Vimel Amikfe. Vim, Mirape Yodeo, Achebohim, Vimayim, Ishore. Vyarambam, Osea, Birofse Yodo, the gods wrote a lawyer of so. So I mentioned at that time that there is a machlekes. Now there is a machlekes between Zanekame and Rav Shimon. So the question is, who is the machle, who is the maker? So according to the Rambam, the Zanekame is the machle. Because Zanekame says only if she moistens her hands, then she can hold down, let's say, to the other person or hold down to the caliph. But if she doesn't moisten the hand, but she just holds down loosely to the other person, then it's not good. Why? Because of Xeret. Because if we allow tefillah to be done with the loose holding down, so maybe she'll do the tefillah with the tight holding down. And Rav Shimon, according to the Rambam, is Mikil, and he says, no, she doesn't even have to moisten her hand. All she has to do is to hold down loosely. That's all. So that's the Rambam. So maybe according to the and we pass from Tanakame, so according to the Rambam, the aloha should be that she has only one way of doing it, and that is by moistening the hands. But without moistening, just to hold down loosely, that's not good. But the Rashba says, on the contrary, that the Tanakame is the Mekir, and Rav Shimon is the Machmir. Rav Shimon is the Machmir. In other words, Tanakame holds, Rav Shimon holds, that it has to be, that it has to be both. It has to be both. So since we pass on like Tanekame, but that's Rav Shimon. But according to Tanekame, so one of the two. So Memele, so he passes the two passes like the Rashi. So he says, V'imidicho yodeo b'mayim t'chilo shore, shemash ketefei asham yodeo chibo l'me amikve, v'imrapi yodeo, at sheboim bo amayim shore. Boim amayim shore. In other words, because that's the sheet of the Rashi. According to the Rambam, so Tanekame requires only moistening, but Ripri Yodai is not enough. The Rambam also has the Ropsa Yodo, because it's not only Ropsa, but it's not only Ropsa, but it's not only Ropsa. They need to be a regular of Isha Sviloso, Abba Pisha de Reses al Ritzpo, so Ein Be Mishim Chitze, Kim Shem Luch Lochis. So we do not say, since he stands
under its pore. So the layer of mind does not come in between the surface of her feet and the chitzpah. The answer is, since as she goes in, so the ragleo becomes moist. So the mele, and that ratio is mechuba to the mele mikveh. So the mele, there is no chatzit. All right. Now then he starts to discuss other halachas. Now. Sicho shetipo kol gufo bitamachas. Mifichoch torich shelo yiyo lo slim dobra chetzit. Vapur kolcho. Vindel ad miodom nifomim vahakpid olov. Chetzit. Vapilu im eno makteres olov ato. O yapilu im makteres olov veilo. Given shederech miodom vahakpid olov chetzit. Now the Yosef himself says in the Kodit Rambam, so the attitude of most people is not important. As long as the tevir, the tivelis, is not makpid, so it's no chitze. So why does he say that it's a chitze? Because that's the Bes Yosef's pshat in the Rambam. But the Bes Yosef is cheshish for the sheet of the Rajbo. So the mele he passes the chumah. Misobik. Kim shedar avi adam hakpid olof chitzis. Viyu mechei terei bagu. Afir ein dar avi adam hakpid dikach. Nisrei chitzis. Ulchatchile lo tibbeil. Afilu bidvorim shen chitzitzim. Gzeiro tu dvorim achitzitzim. So the word, so that's the halacha, that the chatchila, that be tefillah. So you shouldn't have anything. Whether it's at a bas, that is a chitze, or not a chitze. So the chatchila, you shouldn't have anything. Even a mute, she'eni makpi, and even something that allows water to go through, so shouldn't have the chatchila. Veilu, but the other, she's not required to make another tefillah. Now, the Gro mentions the Mokeh from the Gemara in Bava Kamma, the Takonis of Ezra, there, that he writes. In the Dvorim Shechetisim, Chutei Tzemer v'chutei Pishton, Uretzoi Shekechim v'im Asar v'reish, V'itidnu b'em Ad Shederapim, until she makes them loose. V'im hem v'seich kui Asaro, Eile meyu b'em Rishim, V'im hem kruchim v'shom v'kemis v'gup, V'itidnu b'em Ad Shederapim. חוץ מאם הם כרוכים בצבו שהם חצצים לפי שאין לו מהקו אבל קטלו שיריצו הלוקו ורחובו שכי רכס סוביף צבורו חצצס so because that she deliberately makes it very tight on the neck so that זה חציצה מפני שחנקס עצמו וחיזק כדי שיהיה פסורו בילנט ותראו לבלס בוסו ומתייך שהרצו או חלוקו ורחובו אין לו מזיקוס That shows that Zman Chazal, so the concepts of what is beautiful or not were different than today. So in those days, so women felt that if she looks more heavy, so she's more beautiful. So because of that, the halacha is that the necklace that she wears on the neck, so is a chitze. But it's, the question is whether it's loose or tight. Now if it is loose, so then it's not a chitze, if it's tight, it is a chitze. Im achutim ha'eilu chaluim, osu ma'isereshes, eino chitze. So in other words, that's why the ship is arrived. Most rishenim, so even though most rishenim hold that any form of oak, even if it's not in the form of a net, chalu, so it's not a chitze, but the chava paskens like the right. Chutei sa'ar im chitze. Gilim hoyu muzoveis, chitze. די מקפדס עליהם שלא יתטנפן וכן אם היו מתנופים תחילו המקפדס עליהם שלא יתסלח לרבן במים וחצת Now, so that's the rabbi sof of Rashi That's the rabbi sof of Rashi, not Rashi sheet Now, so the Golan says כפיר השבים היו אוסטס כפיר השרב ניסינו ברשי שם ואין בסיוסם וכפיר השרוש בשם מי יש מפורשי לתניף V'chashe pira is the tifen kipashte. In other words, the Gro appears to agree with Rashi that the whole, the naftemine between the first lashon of Rabbeinu Ben Avishai and the second lashon is in regard to Yitzir B'Shabbes, but not in regard to Chatzitz. Nothing without the chatzitza. Now, שין גימו סיפאלת ויסי סיישה בחודיצמה ובחודי פישטון ויבצו ישה ברישו לפני שצריכו להסירם בשעס קבילה חי שינון שמתוליכן דלדמת בשסרבי ואם הם קרויז בשער ומוטה ויש מי שאיסה ויש מי שאיסה וואי לגבי ליצור בשבס so that's the two machines of her I'm sorry ואם הם קרויז בשער ואם הם קרויז בשער This is something else, that's other two days. In other words, if it's kolu bisaro, so it's mutea, but some say that maybe it's damini, it's hiroshol mitzvah, it's hiroshol mitzvah, so it should be seisa de kriya. How can we, so the other shouldn't say that it's still mutea, because that's also on Shabbos. So now we are chesheish in regard to carrying in the Rishis Rabin, because that's something that a person can forget. But to be Seisya the Sar, that's in the Loche that the person doesn't forget. That's the reason of the, as to why many Rishonim say that it's Muta. Because we don't have to be Cheshish. Maybe she'll do something that is Asar Shabbos. Carrying something so one might forget to take it off. But not to be Seisya the Sar. But some say maybe she'll tell in Nochris. Maybe she'll tell in Nochris to be Seisya the Kriya Sasa. So that's why we say, ויש משייסה, ואם ממעשה אבי גמותה, שאין צורך להסירם בשסטירה, ובלבד שלא יהיו מתודרמוסס, ובלבד שלא יהיו מתונופס או מוזובי, ויעוז מסירם כדי שהוא יסתמפו במאי. טור בראש וסמק, so that is because of Shabbos, it's yes a Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says here, So he says, "Vidas Rabeisa, Shoras, Shesvir Alei Avo Gav Da'ayr B'Maye, Kim Shematpedes Aleihem V'Asiron, Mimele Chaitze, U'mchuyeves V'Asiron, U'pashte V'Lishne D'Ramo Kam." He says, from the Roshi, of the Ramo here in Shabbos, Simen Shin Gimel is, Mashma V'Svir Alei Kidas Rashe, V'Loi Ki Rabeisa. V'Shom V'Yodei Simen Kufchofre Sivdali V'Agoi Yesosam Kidas Rabeisa, U'chvor Yisile B'Zeh Hagro B'Diure. So he says, in other words, so it's much, the Ramo here, he says, V'im ho'yim mizobi ischei tzitzin machtes alei shei tampo, V'chein, im ho'yim mutunofim tchilo machtes alei shei slach lech mem bimayim v'chei tzitzin. So it's much more that he paskins, like the Rabbi Yisrael Rashi, but from the lotion of the Ramo, in Shabbos, in Chaim, Simen Shin Gimel, he says, V'uvvat shei tunofis v'mizobi, d'oz misiron, kidei shei nistampo bimayim. Now, if the Ramo had meant the shit of the rabbis of Rashi, so he shouldn't say those misiron kedishol istamfu b'mayim, he should say those misiron kedishol yochetzu. Why does he say kedishol istamfu b'mayim? Who is interested whether to be nitna b'mayim or not? So it's mashma from the lotion of the Ramo in Simen Shin Gimel that he paskins like the Rashi. So b'mayim l'gabi itvile it shouldn't be chitze. But here he paskins. Here it asks, he says the chaytzi. So it's a stira, but it's not really stira, because he was more disposed towards the shite of the Rashi, not the Rabbis of Rashi. So Mumele, but Ligabi Shabbos, it's still osa. It's still osa, because of the Xere, maybe she'll take it off because she doesn't want the chutin to become soiled. In other words, so become more sticky and then so some filth will be transferred to the body. So that's why the Ramo emphasizes Kiddush Istamfu B'Mayim, because otherwise he wouldn't be Machmir Ligabi Shabbos, because Ligabi Shabbos, it's only because of Itzeire. Maybe he will take it off. So he has to mention Kiddush Istamfu B'Mayim. Masha'in came with Gabi Tfileh, so even though he's more disposed to the Shita of Rashi, but according to the Rabbeisav of Rashi, the Tfileh is not a good Tfileh, so mainly he's Cheshish for the Shita of the Miut Poskim. But But regarding Shabbos, he wouldn't be machmir for the shittes of Rabbi Yisof of Rashi, because it's only Xeira. So that's why he has to mention the time of Rashi Kedosh Yisof for the night. Alright. Stay silent in Yisof Shem Shekshurim Kerechot, Kesher Echot in Chetzitzin, because it's not tight. ואם חילוק בין כושר בי סיירס עם שתי סיירס או שכושר בי סיירס בפניאצ וסייר האחר שנקשרו דן צביר נאט so it's more tight חיצת והוא שתי נפטדס עליו so even if it is סייר האחר so then water cannot come in because it's tight water doesn't come in but if she's not muddy so then it's not a chitzit for a different way אבל אם אינו מפטדס עליו also לא תפילה So it's interesting, now on that point there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Shittas Hagenim. Because according to the Rambam, so Seyo, so the Xeris HaKosu of Vitokol Bamayi, Vitokol Psori Bamayi, Domar HaTofel Vipsori, that the Seyo requires Tvire, but it only implies that the Seyo has the same deal like any other part of the group. So it's not like a group with Niatzmei. So even if it will be Reif Sar, Kosher Nimo Nimo Bifni Atzmei. So, but since it's relative to the whole group, so it's only a minute, it's only a minute, and it's any Makpid, Mimuch and Makpid is in the Chetzit. And the Mechaba says, actually Reif Sar, even if it's in the Makpedes, but if Reif Sar is Kosher Nimo Nimo Bifni Atzmei, So then, we also not here. In other words, the Mechaba Paschot like the Shittas Hagenim, the Shittas Raider, not like the Shittas Haram. Seyo Shechenegad Alei, Vishabizoke, Hanimdak Zebo Zemach, Mazeyo, Chetzit, Shebereishu Vishashechi, Ein Chetzit. Vishabeishu Mokim, Vish, Ein Chetzit, Vishab, Vishuo, Chetzit, Vishuo, Chetzit. So again, the Mechaba is like the two. He's not Chetzit for the Shittas Drash, because according to the Rash, so the Sar should be Sashechi, Bisho, Nisuo, is Chetzitz, and he passes, it's not Chetzitz. Now, the Eison, Sheyeshlo, now this is in Mordechai, based these words. The Eison, Sheyeshlo, Lohen, Kiminkliyei Sarois, Dvukei Zubezu, Vinasu Kililo, I mean he says Vinasu Blilo, but some say that I mean that the right here is Nasu Kliro Kolo. One becomes entangled in the other. Or Nasu Kliro doesn't make any difference. Bolo, I mean, Al-Yidei Shed. Now what does it mean Al-Yidei Shed? The Rambam says, there's a Lashon of the, it's not a Lashon of Gemore, that's a Lashon of the Mordechai, Al-Yidei Shed. The Rambam says, in his Perush HaMishneh, and Shabbos, and Anerabim, that Shedim Mazikim is a Mazik. When the Mishneh, the Gemara mentions Mazikim, Ruches, so then it has reference to Mazikim that are not visible. So any Mazik that is not visible is called a Ruach, a Mazik, a Sheh. Now, this is a certain sickness. When the hair, I mean, it originates in filth, I mean, in unsanitary conditions. So when the hairs stick together, one in the other, and they become very much entangled, one and the other. So it originates in a certain germ, and that germ thrives in unsanitary conditions. So that is the nasim klilo blilo al dishet. In other words, it's a certain magic and invisible, a small magic. So that is the cause of this sickness. So the Mordechai says, those women who have entangled hair and all of knots and all the hair become entangled in one big knot. So, Dvukei Zebezu, because of a certain sickness, V'sakone Leisira, you can't just, you know, separate one from the other. That's a sakone. It has to be treated. It's a certain condition. So, Leichait, why Leichait? Now, don't have here the Mesech HaShavuos with the Mordechai, but the Beis Hillel on the side mentions the Lashon. Upirish, right. Veison sheyesh lam kimin kliyis saris dukei zubezu v'nasim kliro. He has the gear, say kliro, not gliro. Kliro al deshed. V'sakon al asirom. Lo yichayitze. Upirish kliro hu meloshen kol.
Kashuas with you know, with the Mordechai, but the Beis Hillel on the side mentions the Lashon. Upirish, right? Veison sheyesh from kimin kliyos saris dukis ubezuv nasim kliyo. He has the gilas kliyo, not gilo. Kliyo al dished visakonu lasiom loy chayzi. Upirish kliyo who meloshen kolio. Shulimiza vator al reishi. Vatam kosa b'mordechai. Well, I mean, it doesn't look exactly like a crown. I mean, what it means, it becomes in a circular, in a form, it becomes entangled in the form of a circular arc. All the hair become entangled and intertwined, one in the other. The atam cause of the Mordechai, we say to Chasmid, there is any shame. Kidin, so the Mordechai mentions three different reasons. Kidin, the Mahatke, tu, beze, beze, have a kiberua, ubeze, a story, the way it tamed. No, there's a loch that this historian is not mitame and this historian is not chaitzeitz, but it's two separate alochas. But here the important thing is that this, so he says, this historian there is nochtitz. Now that's very difficult. Where does the Gemara say that this historian there is nochtitz? On the contrary, the Gemara says that there is chitz in this historian. We do not require that mayim should come in, but only be as mayim is necessary. So even according to the second Russian in the Rash, which is the Pshat of all the Rishenim, I mean Pshat of all the Rishenim, that only be a smiling doesn't mean that it must, that water must be capable of coming in. Even if she closes her mouth and water cannot come in, as long as there is no Dovar HaChetzes, no interposition between the teeth and the mouth, so that if water will come in, so there will be no obstruction. So then it's all right. But suppose there is an obstruction inside the mouth in the Bisa story, then it is chaitzitz. So there's a machlekes between the tesis and the ritva, whether it's in the chayis and the rabbonot. But it's a gemara mefureshes that there is chaitzitz in Bisa story. So how does he say the Mordechai, so kim de mahat ketuva ze boze have a kiboluah u Bisa story in the way mitame, kim de way mitame loy chaitzitz. But there is chitz in this story. So again, we can explain the Mordechai only on the basis of the shita of Rabbi Nachman Azariah that Rabbi Kivayon Agolis mentions, that there is a difference between, in other words, this story and this abulua. So in other words, there are two types of this story. There is one type of this story that is usually not visible. Let's say this shechi, the armpit. So because the natural position is of that the arm should be bent down, not raised. So mainly, usually it's not gold. But sometimes, when a person raises the arm, so then it is gold. There's Bisa story. So that kind of a Bisa story that is sometimes golu, so, but usually not golu, mechutze, so requires holy biasmayim. So if there is a chtitze in the Bisa shechi, so then it's not a good feeling. But then the nostrils, in the nose, so that's never golu. So Rabbi Nachman Azariah says, so there is no chitze. So apparently, this kind of condition in the hair when it becomes entangled, as a result of a certain germ, so it becomes so entangled that one into another that it's never golu. It's never golu. Until it is cured, but I mean as long as that condition exists, so it's not golu, so it's like the teich of the nose. So in any way, so that is not chaitis, otherwise we cannot explain it. So that's one time. Then he says another time, I mean it's pointed out, the other time seems to say just the reverse, as far as the Mitzias is concerned. Now the first time, as to why it's not a chitze is because it is so entangled that it's balua. Even uses the washing balua. It's a stone in balua, everything. So it's certainly tight. If it is very loose, so then, in other words, that water should be able to come in between one hair and the other. So how could it be balua? But then he says another time, oi, the kind one, gimel nime is kshur imeinum chetitzin. Afilu loy chesh viski bolua, ubeis astorim. Lo yehavi kechticha achas,
kim geschmei shanim im in achetzisim, mishim bo da hatke, wa ayin oi bo maie, konchten samestun. Tell me about the question, I mean, what we say is the other. Because the first reason is because it's a mocking bolua, this is tough. So how can it be considered as a mocking bolua? Only if it's very, very tight. In other words, it's very, very tight. And then he says, if you don't consider it as a mocking bolua, so then, so the halacha is that because it doesn't form a real knot. If you have three hair and you tie them together, so they do not form, so it's a very loose knot. It's not tight. If it's very loose, so how can it be? So how does he say that that is bolua? So what is it? In other words, he doesn't know what the mitzvah is. Whether it's very, very tight, that it can be considered even bolua, and if it's not very tight, so then he says, so on the contrary, it's not achtis at all, but maybe, let's say, it's tight, but it's, but the bolua it isn't. So the answer is this, I mean, that question is raised. The answer is this, this is a certain sickness, that condition. So, that sickness, that condition, can exist in many forms. Sometimes, so as a result of that condition, of that sickness, so the hair becomes so entangled one with the other that the mamish bolua. So of course at that time water cannot come in between one hair and the other hair. But that's, let's say, if it's in the final stage of the sickness. But in the initial stage of the sickness, so then it's not very tight. And then of course it's not the mokim bolua. So he says, Mimonepsha. If the sickness, that condition, is already in its final stage, so then it's a mokim bolua. So there is no chtite. So no chtite. And if it's in the initial stage, so then it's no chtite. Bimtzias it's no chtite. Because in the initial stage, so then it water can come in between one hair that sticks to the other hair and the other. Alright. So actually, the eight, kindle motzer l'galchon, then the Mordechai mentions a third reason. But the first two reasons are reasons that apply to different situations. Because if it is a situation where the first reason applies, so the second reason doesn't apply, if it is a situation, if the sickness is in such a condition, in such a state, then the second reason applies, so then the first reason doesn't apply. Alright, now, as a matter of fact, the Aruch HaShulchan points this out. Now the third reason, he says, V'oid kindle oi motza l'dalchon, I think that the Aruch HaShulchan points it out, I'm not sure. V'oid kindle oi motza l'dalchon, מפני הסכונה, הווה רביסה ולחייצה, כדאמרים המפרק אור, אובר היינה רביסה, ואף אגב דלה וירחים. ואף אגב דלה וירחים. So then he mentions the third reason. So the Gemara says, מובר השם נזגל. So פני צורך תפילה, so the Gemara asks the cash, he vomits. בישוי למנדו אמר, that הוא בירחים מיפה, so it's not a chitz. But, according to מנדו אמר, that Uber is lavya chime. So mele, the goof of the mother should be chaitzeitz between the mayim and the goof of the uber. Guba. Now, why don't we say, and the Gemara's kasha is in regard to the derais, but why don't we say that midraise it's not a chitze, because midraise even rov is not chaitzeitz, unless he is makpid, and here it's certainly not makpid. So the answer is, so the Gemara mentions that. The Gemara says, when do we say that if it's in the makpit, even Rav is not chetzeitz, so that's only if Rav. But suppose there is an obstruction against the whole thing, against the whole group, then it's chetzeitz midraise, even though it's not makpit. Now here, so the whole group of the Uber is chotzutz, on account of the group of the mother. So Mimela, and that, so it's not a question of Rov Agur, it's the whole group. Because, I mean, the water does not have access to any part of the group of the fetus. So Mimela, even without Pele, so it's Chetzis Midraise, that's the Gemara's Kasha. So Gemara is the Teretz,
That's the natural growth. I mean, this is the natural way how a child develops. So, so the Mordechai mentions the third time, which is really the second time, because the first two timing are two separate timing for two separate conditions. But so he says the third time that he mentions is because Kindle Motzel Galchom Tmeyasakone Havere Bise Vure Chaitse Kidamrino Mifeliko Uber Hanere Bisaye Viafogadla Yerchi. Now, why doesn't the Mordechai mention another time? Because not Makpit. What does it mean, not Makpit? Not Makpit means that he is not, even if he doesn't care whether it stays or it doesn't stay. So Mimele, it's considered Makpit. Koshkin here, where he is Makpit, that this entangling together for the duration of the sickness, it should stick together. Is Makpit, not to be mafrid one sayer from the other. So that's any Makpit. Why doesn't he mention that time? The Mordechai doesn't mention that time. But who mentions that time? The Levush. The Levush mentions this time that the reason is why Oyson Sheyeshlon Kimin Kli Sayer is Duke Zebezu Visakonel Sivon is Loy Chaitze, because since it's a Konel Sivon, so he's certainly in a Makpit, it's more than in a Makpit. I mean, he's Makpit that he should stay. Makpid that he is a chitze means Makpid that it should not stay. But here, it's more than any Makpid. It's Makpid he should stay. That the Sahari should not be Nifrat for a certain period. For a certain period, one from the other. Alright, so why? So the Levush mentions that time. But the Mordechai doesn't mention that time. So I think, I mean, the Rosh Hashulchan discusses, many other Achaimim discuss why the Mordechai doesn't mention the most obvious time. But I think there's a very simple reason as to why the Mordechai doesn't mention the most obvious time. Because the Mordechai apparently agrees with the Shittas Hagen. And the Shittas Hagen is that the Sarah Shebereish is good with the Atzme. Now, those women who have that sickness, so all day, it's not just most of it. Sometimes it might, it might affect most of the hair, and sometimes it might affect minute of the hair. But the Mordechai here has reference to those women in whom all the hair is Dvukim Zebazeh. All the hair. Now, according to Shittas Hagen, according to Shittas Arayvet, so Mimele it's considered like Gupi Pnei Atzmei. And the Gemara Yivome says that when do we say that any Makpit, that any Makpit is any Chetzeitz, is in a chitzitz, midraise, even rov, only if it's rov, but if it's kurei, so then it is chitzitz midraise. Certainly, and midrabanon, suppose it's the condition does not affect all the hair, but most of the hair. So then, according to Shittas Hagen, so the seya, shebereish, has a din of a good with the atzme. So if there is a, if most of the hair, the head is a duke zubazu, so mele, even though it's not makpid, but with rabbonon, it is chaitzit. So mele, that's the reason as to why the Mordechai, if the Mordechai agreed with the Shittas Rambam, so then he would have mentioned the Levush tam. But the Mordechai apparently agrees with the Shittas Hagen, so he can't mention the Levush tam. He can't mention Levush Tam because Levush Tam is only Shayach in a case where a mute of the hair are Dvukim, but not in a case where all the hair are Dvukim, or even in a case where most of the hair are Dvukim, because then with Rabbonon, so Rubei Sheinim Makpid is Chaitzit, it's Chaitzit. So that's the reason as to why he mentioned the Tam of Haina Rebisai. Well, he mentioned the Tam of Haina Rebisai. So what do we see from that? So we see from that, in other words, Haina Rebisaye, so the Gemara mentions it in connection with the Uber. So even though, I mean, no part of the Uber has access to any water because of the interposition by the goof of the, constituted by the goof of the mother, but since it's Haina Rebisaye, so it's no chitze. Not only in the Uber, but even in the Kule, it's no chitze. So Mimele, the Mordechai holds that in the case, when do we say that if it is that if it is berube, if it is berube, so then, if it is berube, so then without payday, so without payday, it's still chetes min avon. And if it is kule, so it is, so without payday, it's chetes min avon. I say, that is, if he's just in the makpid. In other words, indifferent, doesn't care. Doesn't care, let's say, certain kind of filth, that the person doesn't care whether it remains on the body, doesn't remain on the body, so then it depends. If it's mute and it doesn't care, is indifferent, it's no chitze. If it's rov, mit rabon is chitze. If it's kule, mit reis is chitze. But if he's makpid the other way, that he should stay daf, he should stay, then is the halacha finally beside. Then is the halacha finally beside. So, in other words, so since it is a kone to be mafrit, one sayer from the other, so that means it has to stay that way for a certain time. If it has to stay that way for a certain time, then it's like Uba. It's Hanu the Messiah, it has to stay. In other words, I think that according to that Mordechai, so if there will be a kes, and the major part, sometimes one is, becomes involved in an accident, and you have to put a cast on the major part of the body. On the major part of the body. Now, so in such a case, the tefillah would be a good tefillah. Because even though Rube, so is chetzitz, even when it's in the makpid, but that's only, if it's in the makpid, it's indifferent. He doesn't care. So then if it's wrong, he doesn't care one way, he doesn't care the other way. But Mashiach came, if it's necessary, like a cast, it's necessary, let's say that for half a year, that it should stay on the major part of the body, so then it's Heinrich Messiah. So it's mamish, like Litriye Cyrus, Drukes of Azul. Drukes of Azul. Now, the Gilya Masho, the Gilya Masho, Shlein Eidya, says, Ve'isan Sheyesh Lem Kimim Kriyes, Visakon Rasir Omwe Chait, Yesh Boze Kramotani, Echod Mishim Deino Machperes, So he mentions one time Mishindeinu Machperes. Whose time is that? The Mordechai doesn't mention, that's the Levush. Beis Mishindaviyesa Minim Achas. That's the second time that the Mordechai mentions. Gilu Mishim Kimdim Hadik Tuga, that's the first time that the Mordechai mentions. Kimdim Hadik Tuga Zebo Zeh Havik Boruha Ubeis Astorin Tuhi Mitame Vichidin Yoimotze Mitame Lichaitzi. Dalet, that's the third time that the Mordechai mentions. Kindle Motzele Galchon, if Nisakone, have a rebise. Uchmoy the Amrinon, the Uba, the Hanel Rebise, the Nile, he sets us all off. Kinisa Vreko, or Bikirish and his Gairo. Vinaf Kimine, Binakami, Bim Reva Sare is Kluin. Dintam, Echot, Rebustam, Horubei Gambeini Market Rates in Rabba. Beini Market Rates in Rabba. Vine Jews from the Mirais. Bereifi she'osa odi samin kli yisaro mishim rifuwe dimu bimiyud gam bimat pitapa l'rabon same chino she'za rifuwe. In other words, so we see that there are some who assume that in the case where it is rubei, so then it is a chitze. It mentions from the pomeniris. In other words, because, and that might be the shita of the levush, because the levush mentions the tam, he mentions the tam because it's in the makpid.